This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A lot of work has gone into improving the federal milk market order system, and now we wait on the federal government after requests were made by the National Milk Producers Federation, who would like USDA to have a hearing to look at some of these issues. We're joined by National Milk's Chris Galen with the latest. Chris?
Yes, this is a very necessary proposal that National Milk has submitted to USDA because the basics of the federal order pricing system really have not been revamped in a generation. And anything that is as important as it is to so many dairy farmers needs to be updated more frequently than that. But here's where we are, which is that National Milk submitted a comprehensive proposal last week to USDA, and it's basically a petition to consider a series of requests from our membership during a national hearing later in the year. There's five key components to this proposal. Bill, I'm not going to get into the details right now, but we've got a handful of things that will change the pricing system. We also have a couple of other items that we are going to work on separate and apart from the USDA hearing process. But right now, our proposal is focused on getting USDA to have a hearing to look at these issues, and that will then kickstart a summer-long hearing process that will result in witnesses being called, testimony being given, and then USDA has to digest all of that later this year and into 2024, and then ultimately issue a ruling. So we've come a long way in the last year getting our ducks in a row. Now the ball is in USDA's court to figure out what to do with this request.
I suppose when you have meeting after meeting, and this has been going on for close to 2 years, I suppose enough is enough, and it's time to go on to the next step.
Exactly. We had more than 100 meetings, more than 150, actually, if you consider conference calls and Zoom calls dating back 18 months ago, Bill. So this is not something that has just occurred on a whim. We have a lot of good documentation to back up why we think adjustments in make allowances and the Class 1 pricing structure and the product formulas, those are the key things that are in our proposal. And when USDA has a hearing, and I think it is not a question of if they call a hearing, but when, as I said a moment ago, people are sworn in and they testify before an administrative law judge, and they have to then justify whether they like something in our petition or whether they don't like it and provide evidence for their perspective on it. And so we think that we've got good evidence for why these changes need to occur and at the pricing levels and the formulas that we are suggesting. But that's the purpose of the hearing. Obviously, there'll be a lot of other people who want to testify. One bit of good news, Bill, that we received this week is that the American Farm Bureau Federation has basically endorsed the NMPF proposal and our call on USDA to hold a hearing on federal order reform. So they're asking for a lot of the same things that we are asking for here. And we are hoping that having a large national organization like the Farm Bureau basically in our camp is going to help put additional pressure on USDA to get this process moving and to consider the range of issues and the resolution to those issues that we are proposing.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More on National Milk's key issues, programs, and resources, and the latest news at nmpf.org.